Good evening and welcome to a late night, late breaking edition of StarCast from Planet Waves. My name's Eric Francis, the host of Planet Waves FM, which I just finished, and the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope. Good evening, good morning, good day, good afternoon. It's pushing midnight here on Friday the 5th in Kingston, New York. I've just wrapped up a kind of stellar day of video presentations and then a four-hour monster edition of Planet Waves FM, currently up at planetwaves.fm. Also, new monthly horoscope up at planetwaves.net, top tab. Lots of excellent articles. If you like what I do, please subscribe. Okay, what's going on the stars? So on Planet Waves TV, I give a long rap about the implications of next Wednesday's what I'm calling the strange arrangement, which is actually a kind of wild gymnastic precision alignment of three very fast movers and one slow mover, the slow mover being Saturn in Aquarius, basically just creeping along, waiting for interesting things to happen to it, which will take a conjunction from the moon at 7.5 degrees exactly of Aquarius. At the same time, Mercury, fast mover, speeding up after the retrograde, conjuncts Mars in Scorpio at 7.5 degrees exactly. So it is Mercury-Mars square moon-Saturn. That's like, what's the karma of that? Like, that's really about working something out there, I think. And so I go on at some length about that, and I have the visual of the chart, which is probably going to be helpful. So that's kind of done. So what I want to do with this StarCast is just work with the chart for right this very moment. Talk a bit about the weekend going into Monday when I'm planning another StarCast, and then perhaps wax poetic and philosophical about some additional things about this Mercury, Mars, Moon, Saturn strange arrangement. So looking at this chart for this moment, Mercury and Venus have just changed signs. Mercury has just entered Scorpio. It is in the first degree. Venus has entered Capricorn. This is all in the past 24 hours. Both of these planets move faster than a degree a day. And so they're in the first degree. So this cool thing, beautiful thing, quite often, usually when inner planets change signs, it's just like the weather changing. It lightens things up most of the time. And this is a fun one, because Mercury in water sign Scorpio has changed signs at the same time as Venus in Earth sign Capricorn. They're in a sextile. You really can't go wrong with a sextile of Mercury and Venus, especially in the feminine signs like water and earth. This is juicy. This is like this smells good. And Mercury joins Mars in Scorpio and the Sun and Vesta. So Mercury is making its way now across Scorpio toward that strange arrangement on Wednesday. Venus, for its part, in this sextile to Mercury, is now entering an odyssey of its own on the cardinal cross. A lot going on the cardinal cross. Cardinal cross is Aries, Cancer, Libra, Cap. Cardinal cross right now is home to Chiron, a centaur, Pholus, a centaur. They're in kind of a loose square. Salacia, very interesting planet that's considered a scattered disk object, 250-year orbit, not like Pluto, not like QB1, it's its own thing. mostly orbiting just inside of Pluto. That's creeping along early Aries. Chiron is creeping along in at the end of the first decanate of Aries. That journey began in 2018. So moving along, I always love whatever sign Chiron is in. I just love Chiron. Me and Melanie Reinhardt had the Chiron and Pisces forever joke going on. Melanie, author of Chiron and the Healing Journey, one of my favorite earthlings and frequent correspondent. And now Chiron's in Aries, and I'm so grateful that Chiron is in Aries because of all of this horseshit shadowy Aquarius going on with Jupiter and Saturn being utterly improperly taken advantage of by the powers that be, by Mr. Global, by the Bilderbergers, by the Rothschilds, whoever the fuck you think they are, is pushing this baloney collectivism. Do this for everyone else. You know, wear a mask for everyone else. Get shot up for everyone else. Stay home. Be miserable for the rest of us, please. That's Shadow Aquarius. That's like, join our cult of misery. Not Aquarius people. This is different. I'm Mr. Aquarius Moon. So I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about the concept, the archetype, this individual versus collective thing going on with Aquarius. And right now, these two ginormous planets, the ginormousest of them all, Saturn and Jupiter, like 2,100 times the size of the Earth. Can you imagine a planet 2,200 times size? It's just Jupiter at 1,200 times. Can you imagine what it would be like to be near that, to see that? I often think about that. Anyway, they're in Aquarius now. And this is why everyone's telling you why you should do things for everyone else. And just apropos of like the law of healing, I will say this as one of the most emphatic things I reference in A Course in Miracles, which is that healing or any action is okay as long as neither party is harmed. So when someone says, do this for them, but you may get a blood clot, brain bleed, or heart attack, no, that is false. That is like devilish shit out of the Book of Revelation. When you know that you can help someone and have no actual risk of danger to yourself or to them. Now we're talking spiritual, if that word means anything. So there's this heavy pressure on Aquarius. We're going to lose some of that at the end of the year when Jupiter moves on into Pisces, which I see coming with a lot of discoveries initially in that. I don't usually predict things, but someone write this down. The first 4 weeks of the new year are going to be fucking nuts with revelations of corruption. Jupiter in Pisces, conjunct Pallas Athene, conjunct Nessus. Okay, now Jupiter's in Aquarius, along with Saturn. Saturn loves Aquarius. It doesn't mean it can't be abused, but also Jupiter in Aquarius Jupiter sets fashion. Jupiter in Aquarius is putting everything in the fashion of Aquarius. Do it for the collective. Do it for the collective. Don't be selfish. Don't be selfish. But these find their answer in Chiron and Aries, because Chiron and Aries is saying, wow, I'm here. I'm self-aware. I'm feeling this propensity, this need, this tropism to self-actualize, like a willow tree cracking through drain pipes to drink the water, cracking through the foundation of the house to get to the water main inside or wherever it might be. The roots pushing, the leaves and branches stretching to the light. Tropism, self-actualization. That's what that is. The need to become yourself. Chiron in Aries. Praise the Lord. Chiron retrograde. Nice and slow and powerful. This is about to be met by a sextile of Saturn in Aquarius. This, though you cannot often or always say that astrology is good or bad, it's off. Basically better to never say anything like that. This is some good shit. Chiron sextiles, Saturn sextile, the faster moving planet first. Saturn, perfects, I guess the word used. It's sextile to Saturn. Saturn perfects its sextile to Chiron November 26, 2021, right way at the end of the month in 3 weeks. It's applying till then, full force and effect, full strength, coming into focus. Ah, that sensation of, oh, that's, and then what we get is Saturn, much more responsible party than Jupiter, especially in Aquarius, is now aligning the collective concept with the individual concept. And it's aligning with the individual concept in the style of Chiron, the healing impulse, the self-actualization impulse, self-awareness. So much going on in this chart. Sun conjunct Vesta in Sagittarius. There is some, I think, as yet unrecognized but fully extant sexual awakening going on the dimension of what do we do to heal? How are we going to do this? How are we going to sexually heal ourselves and each other? There is so much pain going around, and we need to open up about this, to start the conversation about this, to keep the conversation going about this. By the way, on my program tonight on planetwaves.fm, Kelly Brogan, holistic psychiatrist, breaks the silence, and I respond. Okay, much going on in this chart. Juno conjunct Pholus. Juno, I believe the third asteroid, associated with contention in relationships, but also in another manifestation with activism, with advocacy. It's kind of an odd take on Juno. And when I first read that in Martha Lang Westcott, I thought, really? And then I'm like, I always keep that right there, right on the shelf when someone says that. And then I saw it happening. Pholus. So we may be seeing a lot of advocacy open up as the group and the individual come into alignment. That's what this is about. Now, the event on Wednesday is more about the individual reaching a limit with the supposed demands of the collective. Mars square Saturn. Right? That's supposed to be frustrating, but it's a limit. It's like enough, enough. Wait a second. And we get Mercury, we give that a voice, and the moon, we give it feeling. We are in an absolutely rare, beautiful astrological moment, like few that I've ever seen. And I realize this is like, you know, crossing the desert and getting to the oasis, where there's like everything's beautiful and there's water to drink. That's what this astrology feels like to me. Tonight. More on Planet Waves TV. Find it findable at planetwaves.tv, wherever you may be listening to this from, spread across the Stitcherverse, Apple Musicoverse. This program reaches people like we don't normally get to talk to. So, hi out there. And that is it for now. I think that we may be able to take a little break from all of this, though I'm easily found if you feel like writing to me at efc@chironreturn.org. Thank you for listening, wherever you may be. Keep your sanity. I'll do what I can to help you. Lots of love, and bye for now.